Hello and welcome to Cork. Welcome to the front of the Cork Opera House, downtown Cork, right by the River Lee, streaming sun, and a gathering of artists who are performing outside the theatre. They're effectively locked out of their local theatre, their local municipal theatre. They're performing as a form of protest against the decision of the directors of the theatre to close the place down ostensibly for 3 months. Now, around me is a local politician, a member of the Fianna Fáil party, who's on the local council, who's made it one of his major priorities to support the campaign to stop the closure of the theatre. And next to him is a reporter from the main Cork evening newspaper called the Evening Echo. There are lots of people sitting around on steps in a kind of Greek amphitheatre type situation. I've got artists who are waiting to perform. There's a speech being made at the moment. We'll see if we can just tune into a little bit of it.
No, no, you're not a monkey. Look, I didn't mean it that way. Look, it's just a turn of phrase. Let me put this as simply as possible. It's over. Can't you feel it? The spark is gone, the wells run dry, we gave it our best shot, and let's just... Don't tell me to shut up! Oh, the client's back. Good, send her in.
Okay, that's not a political speech. That's an open-air performance by an actor who is... In the open air, we've just had a couple of operatic performances, and we had three fat ladies. These are a group of people who are going to be performing down in Kinsale Arts Week. So there is a decent little crowd here. There's a certain amount of political interest. There is a lot of stuff I would call very smelly going on behind the scenes at this theatre. And I'm just going to stop talking now. I've written a lot of stuff on my blog about this, and I've twittered like mad about this, and I don't know whether it's going to make any difference at all, because the decision's already been made to close it. The real issue is going to be, is it going to open again? And if it does open, is it going to be opened in a spirit of openness and transparency? Because you have a usual conflict between artists who want to perform work that they love and that is meaningful to them, and local people who are interested in a theatre which produces stuff that they can love. And there seems to be a difficulty of getting this place directed by reliable people. There's a lot of financial stuff as well, behind the scenes, money that's been lent to the theatre, money that's been written off to the theatre, and I'm not even sure who actually owns the place. There are various theories about whether the theatre is owned by the citizens of Cork, because the Cork City Council is actually the main shareholder in the theatre, I understand. But at the moment in time, there is a dirty, smelly issue going on in Cork that needs to be brought out into the open. And there's a company called Deloitte who has done a big financial report on the run, how the theatre has been run. And that report is in the private domain. In other words, we are not allowed to see it. So I'm personally campaigning to get everything out into the open. So with that, I'm looking for your support for the bringing these things out into the open. And if there's any way in which you can lobby anybody that you know in Ireland to put pressure on the powers that be in the city of Cork in order to transform Cork into a better place, I would be very grateful. Okay, that's Paul O'Mahony off his pulpit, finished his diatribe, reporting in from Cork Opera House on a Friday afternoon at 20 to 5. Goodbye.